Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Well, folks, it's now or never. Really, it is time to either man up, woman up, adult up. It's time to put our big pants on. It's time to actually take responsibility for the mess, even though we may not have made the mess. In some ways, we may have been complacent, but it doesn't matter. It's time to get the job done. It's time to start cleaning up. There's no better place to clean up than at your county level, and that's why we emphasize the importance of creating constitutional counties. Don't just get organized in the county. You've got to get the entire county to embrace a constitutional county. Reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. And most everybody would agree that, yeah, we want government to behave the way we expect it to behave. There's the anarchists and there's the communists that want otherwise. We all have to agree that government has to be held accountable to their oath as well as to the law of the land. We are not to be tossed to and fro by whimsical laws and by the designs and desires of tyrants. So, as you know, this show is sponsored by RepublicReview.org, as well as this is the only show. And I'm sorry, if you're tuning in for entertainment, I don't have a lot of pithy comments. You know, what do they call them? There's a term for it where people, sound bites, there we go. You know, it becomes the 4 o'clock news, or it becomes, you know, the little meme in Facebook or social media, what have you. I'm sorry. My sincerest apologies. We do not have, you know, that type of entertainment here. But what we do have, what we do offer you, are all the insights of what you need to get involved and to actually take this constitutional or hybrid constitutional republic back. As a matter of fact, we're going to get into why it's a hybrid constitutional republic. Anybody that says, oh, we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic, technically is marginalizing it. And that's nine times out of ten is because they don't understand. They don't understand. It's not complicated. It's just that, you know, there's a lot of things that go involved in our societal governments, and it has a lot to do with our education, why we don't understand these things. I mean, maybe you could call it Civics 101. Maybe, you know, there's a lot of people out there writing really good books about this. I even put it in my first book. But the fact of the matter is, even in my first book, I didn't realize that as you look at what we have, what was created, it's truly a hybrid constitutional republic. Okay, so there we go. So if you're looking to get things moving in the right direction for yourself financially, then my suggestion to you would be go contact Gary Smith at Fortitude Financial Coaching. He is trained and he's certified by the Dave Ramsey, you know, financial coaching, and he can help you. This is a proven process of what and how you can start functioning and actually start, you know, getting in control and getting on top of your financial conditions to where you actually become your own banker. There are things that you have to start doing in life. This is kind of why we go through how to create effective goals or effective objectives so that you can become successful in your professional life, so you can be successful in your patriotic life. And in so doing, your success becomes our success. My successes are your successes, period. I mean, there is a symbiotic relationship in taking this country back. And every single one of us that moves this nation a little bit closer to constitutional awareness and embracing full compliance to the Constitution, all of us are contributors. Now, we need to get everybody. This is why we ask that you help grow this show. This is why we're going to keep on yammering on this. We got to keep on yammering on this fact that we have an opportunity to get rid of the Biden administration in 2023 and undo everything that they've done. Can you imagine if we actually had a Congress that actually, one, took the power or actually assumed the powers that they were supposed to assume and move forward, actually just move forward with, you know, enforcing the Constitution and getting rid of the Biden administration, following the constitutional process of choosing the president, which is what they didn't do, which is why they're being sued. Just imagine. I mean, Trump is not going to save this country. I'm convinced until Trump actually talks to yours truly, and it doesn't have to be a public conversation. But if that man really cares about America, he will make the 2022 election more important than his 2016 election. And it won't have anything to do with building a wall. It'll have everything to do with footing ourselves, getting our footing on the Constitution, and understanding how it will make America great once and for all. You know, all of these things. All of these things that I've seen that he's done and everybody else. I mean, you know, he's done some good things, but he's equally ignorant and he's equally violated the Constitution. Well, I should say equally. I mean, Obama and Biden is really just, you know, taking the lead off of everybody. But really, when we look at FDR, when we look at some of the tyrants in our past, like Wilson and so forth, I mean, those are some pretty, you know, high thresholds of tyranny. And I mean, look at the people that these men got us into war. World War II was one of those things that we ended up creating because of Wilson, because the way they treated Germany, it created the opportunity and the anarchy for a despot like Hitler to rise up to power, period. So Wilson was more responsible, and what happened in those treaties after World War I really set the stage for World War II. And actually, if you really look, because we didn't intervene or because we didn't address the socialist Germany under Otto von Bismarck, there's the name. I stumble on names. I don't know why. Anyway, Otto von Bismarck implemented socialism, which destroyed their economy, which put them in such dire straits that it forced them, or at least they felt forced, that they had to expand themselves, which caused World War I. Now, the paradigm of the progressives and everything else really contributed to that, but I digress. If you really want to get on top, because I'm going through the obligatories, if you really want to get on top of your finances, contact Gary Smith, Fortitude Financial Coaching. We also have free Constitution classes, or you have access to free Constitution classes at constitutioneducation.us. And if you're looking for quality hardwood furniture, I love walnut. I love the darker grains and the dark, tight grains like walnut, rosewood, ebony, those types of things. I mean, I just love those woods because the depth of the wood, you know, the oak is such a contrast. It's not a tight wood. Not that it's not hard, but because of the contrast, it's easy to split and those types of things. Oak has, you know, it lacks that three-dimensional look. Now, every once in a while, depending on how you cut it, I have seen a decent kind of a three-dimensional kind of image, kind of with this the cutting effect. That is an art in itself. And if you actually go look at what they call the tiger stripe maple, which is another tight wood, it's a light wood though, and I prefer the dark, but if you look at the tiger stripe maple that they have on Timber Nation, it is amazing. I mean, I don't know if they still have that. That really depends on one, the trees themselves and how they're cut and processed at the mill, because the tiger striping is pretty awesome. Anyway, you'll agree with me when you look at it. Check out timbernation.com. Anyway, radio dust covers is how you protect your expensive electronics. And as you know, if you're trying to create an organization, if you have You know, if you're using MailChimp, if you're using Constant Contact, if you're using progressive companies like these to support your organization, all you're doing is putting good money into bad organizations. They can deplatform you. That's exactly what's happened in the past. Go to AdLocal, talk to them about transitioning and what you have to do, and they will work you through that. They're not, believe me, they are not an aggressive company. When you call, you know, Constant Contact or these other companies, boy, as soon as they have your information, they call and they try to seal the deal in getting you, you know, locked in and paying and everything else. And then you have your support. And so anyway, get with AdLocal and talk to them about how they can help you with your ISP or your infrastructure support products, your support profession and or ISP, infrastructure support. What's the P stand for? Well, anyway, just look it up. It's all under the ITIL ASP. And you can actually get the support you need for your organization. But talk to them because they may actually have more than what you've even considered, like certificates and so forth. Anywho, comment line 425-270-5416, and we're off. We're ready to actually start getting into the meat and the content. Well, as soon as we come back from this break, I apologize. But I want to get through these obligatories. These are good patriotic companies. I could easily not even do this because it's not like I have sponsorships. But we do promos, and we do support good patriotic companies that are working out to help people regain their liberties. We'll be right back after these two promos.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so we have two go-backs. We got an older go-back before we get into the last go-back that when we ended up last episode talking about the Miller-Urey experiment. So the first go-back that we really have that we need to actually bring forward or at least bring to your attention, because one of the things that is actually becoming a divider within Congress and within the Republican ranks is this concept that they are now pressuring Republicans to actually take one side or the other. The pressuring actually began January 6th last year. And bottom line is, what they're trying to do is they're trying to highlight any Republican who, you know, and they want to get every Republican on the record for stating that the 2022 election was legitimate. Do you hear what I just said? They want to say that the 2020 election was legitimate. Going into the 2022, this is a huge message they're trying to drive. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to ensure that the gains that they have made in this nefarious voting system that has been completely unconstitutional, they want to actually make that law. They want to actually get that. And state legislators don't even understand. Because of our illiteracy regarding the Constitution, most state legislators have no clue as to what had happened and what to do about it. They need to undo those laws. They need to secure our voting rights and privileges so that a jurist, a secretary of state, or a zealous governor no longer changes and takes away our manner of choosing our electors and our manner of voting in a federal and or even a state election. That our sovereigns, I'm going to say this, our sovereigns at the state level is not our governor. It is our legislature. In our government, we'll go into all of this. In our government, legislatures are the sovereigns. Okay, so I'm going to repeat this a little later. Now, going into the break, going into actually the end of the episode, I started talking about the Miller-Ulrey experiment. Why is this important? Why do you need to know about this experiment? Because this experiment created something crazy that they considered scientific law, scientific fact, that we evolved. And based upon this experiment, they find it irrefutable, and they refuse to even address or talk about creationism as an alternative. Bottom line is, if you start looking at constitutions, and I'm going to go through the Wyoming Constitution in identifying this, but one of the things that most constitutions started doing across the state level is they started making sure that sectarian doctrine was not taught in the school. What's sectarian doctrine? It was a doctrine of a faith. Well, what is a faith? Is a faith tied to Christianity only? No. A faith is tied to any religious ideology. Okay? But they use it only against Christianity. That's why they're now, you know, they have this law of sectarian faith, but they allow Islam and some of the doctrines of Islam to be taught in school, but they will not allow Christianity in the school system. Oh, but there's more. They'll allow Hinduism. They'll allow ancient mythology. They'll allow, you know, different Native American beliefs and ideologies. All different ideologies except Christianity. But even worse is that they actually support and drive godlessness, which is a faith. Evolution is a godless approach to our existence, and they will not look at that. They don't treat that as sectarian, but it absolutely is. It's a direct conflict. So when you look at ideologies determine how mankind was created. Well, in the godlessness sectarian, and this can easily be argued scientifically in a court to prove that the fact is that they say that you can't have sectarian beliefs taught in a school. Well, they've been doing it. They've been supporting the godlessness, the godless sectarian religion under our noses. And this is why I tell you that what happens on Sunday school is contradicted and counteracted by the godless school, or by the godless secular school that we call Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday school, whether that's kindergarten, whether that's preschool, whether that's primary school, whether that's high school, it doesn't matter. They are teaching godless sectarian or godless secular godlessness in our education. They have created a faith and religion, and they've gotten you to believe that it is not a faith or a religion. It is a scientific fact when it is not. And here's why this Miller-Ulray experiment is so important. If you look at what they did, all they did was they injected electricity into this protein goo. And this protein goo, by injecting this electricity, created the building blocks for the cells of life. In other words, what would constitute as recipients of becoming cells of human life or any biological life period were created. They were able to create the building blocks. This is where I go back to the fact that, you know, the earth moves and the way the earthquake and all of these things, that the earth may form a computer. I mean, we know it's probably completely unlikely that they can do this, but technically all the hardware exists that a computer, a hard drive and the memory, everything that they put into a computer, all those minerals absolutely exist here on the earth. And given the right circumstances, we could create, or the earth could create, evolve into a computer or evolve parts of materials into a computer. Just like they're claiming that with all of these circumstances, this protein goo could have been created into creating the building blocks for life. But here's the problem with both theories. Is that a computer will not, when you turn on that computer, it has nothing to do with the hardware in its functions and operations. Its functions and operations come from software, programming. That's the same thing with our cells, with all life on Earth. All the genomes have programming. They have DNA. They have organic processes and things that kind of help them identify what type of cell they're going to be, and all of these different things in this microbiological world that we've just been able to discover since the Miller-Ulray experiment. And there's been plenty of good movies out there, and actually Ben Stein did one that talked about challenging this whole concept and why creationism is not allowed. See, schools are supposed to invite thought and challenging science. But what happens when all of a sudden somebody makes it a religion? What happens when all of a sudden you reach the theocracy realm of something? Well, theocracy becomes very intolerant. Very intolerant. So they want to force down your throat their theocracy, their doctrine of life, their doctrine of, you know, how to be a good whatever, let's say a descendant of rats, because I think it was J.M. Roberts that said we all evolved from mice. What? And he's the guy that wrote a very good detailed book on the history of humanity. The point is that regardless of what your dogma is, whatever your doctrine is, when you create a theocracy, as they have done, they have been successful in converting, and not calling it a theocracy, by the way. They created a theocracy without even telling you, without even anybody recognizing the fact that we have a theocracy that has been educating and indoctrinating our children in school, and every year it's gotten more theocratic, more, they've injected more and more of their doctrine of statism, collectivism, and evolution, and bunk science, and bunk information, and dangerous information that will lead us to a path of massive death and destruction. History proves this, because every time communisms take over, there is nothing but despair, death, and destitution. And so as we move into this new world of blight, we have to get it right. We have to start understanding what we're doing and how to start building organizing, and yes, you can do this, organizing your counties and moving us forward. So I want you to understand what this Miller-Ulrey experiment did. It helped them, and they've completely obfuscated. They've completely ignored all of the facts. And what they continue to do is they continue to try to present these little facts that come along and how they associate it in their own way to evolution, and they ignore everything else. And it's time to start putting everything on the table and calling these people out for frauds. And the whole education system is that bad. This is why when we look at people, you know, anybody claiming, you know, that homeschooling is the solution. No, it's not. It is not the solution. Why is it not the solution? The solution is we must dismantle the federal government because there's way too many kids that are still trapped in that bad indoctrination system. We have to actually eradicate the education system, and there's ways to do this. We'll talk about that a long ways down the road. Let's focus on actually getting organized and taking these counties back. We'll be right back after these two promos.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so just keep in context what they were really doing and what they walked away from and how they've been lauded as what they can, what the progressives now assert as scientific law that we evolved. In other words, the argument's over, folks. We evolved because of this experiment. So go do your due diligence, because what you'll find is that the Miller-Ulrey experiment was a chemical experiment that simulated the conditions thought at the time, in 1952, what Earth, the early Earth, when I say early Earth, the non-humans, the non-life Earth, where there was no life on Earth at all, no plants, nothing. It was just a bunch of minerals on the earth. And then they tested chemical origins. And basically what they did was they believed they claimed the origins of life under those conditions by creating this lightning, hitting this clay that created this protein goo. Anyway, that's why I say what I say. And sometimes I gloss over these things. But I apologize. I do apologize. reasonable people, legal informed, seldom disagree, and I have to realize that not everybody has been, you know, apprised of all of these little things that is a part of the fabric of the big lie, the big deceit, the big BS that they've pulled over our eyes. So do not forget this, too, because I typically tell you that there is no 30-second elevator speech to tell you how to do this. And I could probably be better. There's no doubt. Sometimes I get into maybe a little bit more background and go down rat holes, and I apologize for that. But there is no 90-second elevator speech. And one of the things that we need to start saying, and if you want it succinctly, this is how we say it to our elected officials. Either lean on the Constitution or get out of the way. Because that's what we have to expect from every public servant, whether they be on the school board, whether it be on the public utilities. And as a matter of fact, well, what's public utilities? If you understand how public utilities came to be and their origins and how public utilities are these commissions, these people we elect to basically oversee and interface with these private corporations that were built upon the tax dollars, they have to understand that we absolutely must take this back, take the utilities back and make them, instead of making them private, they have to be public. We have to bring them back to being public because it is an atrocity to see the types of profits that they have been making and the lack of innovation and the direction that we've allowed them to be. They've even become politicized, where the left has actually said, oh, we're going to mandate all this crappy energy that won't be reliable. And look what happened to Dallas. Last year, not this past winter, but the winter before, they want to send us down this path. Folks, I can give you a path forward to where we would move our electrical, you know, services, the service that you provide into your home or business as electricity, as a subscription. In other words, based on your size, based on the people you employ or the size of your family, you would pay a flat fee for that, and that's it. There's no tiers. Government's job is to ensure that if you need more, you can have everything you need. Why? Because it's just like, do we limit you to the amount of the miles you can drive on the road? Because sometimes driving a lot can make you very productive. That's how truckers are productive, right? Moving commerce makes us productive. Government's responsibility is to help protect life and property. And the best way to help protect life and property is to ensure that our society is as productive as possible. So there is a way. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. There's only a few people that have signed an NDA. And I have to know you first before I'll give you the NDA so that you can sign and we'll actually have the conversation. And I will prove to you that we could actually convert America into never needing and never being thrown over a barrel on whether you have to feed yourselves or whether you have to heat your home in the middle of winter. That is an atrocity the government has created. And it should never have happened that way. But then again, you got to remember that we've had bad paradigms permeating through our society from collectivism and capitalism, or what some people call capitalism. But it's not. It's not capitalism at all. It's called mercantilism, because when government dictates how you can create products, how you can create things, then you no longer have truly free capitalistic ideas. Government is actually determining. And so that's what a mercantile system is. It's a controlled economy. And we have an absolutely controlled economy. We need to break those chains, and we need to change things so that the roles or the products and services that need to be public need to maintain or move back to the public and are maintained by the public. Question is, can we actually have a competition within airline? I'm going down a rat hole, But can the airline industry actually be competitive and actually survive? Because it seems like we keep bailing their butts out. What's wrong with them? Well, because they constantly look at the profits that they make, and how many times have they ever had to tighten their belt? How many times has a pilot and everybody in the airline industry had to take a reduction in pay? How many times? It's usually right before they actually go into bankruptcy, and they do everything they possibly can. But, oh, here's the beautiful thing. If the federal government bails them out, then they don't have to do any adjustments. What? Where in the Constitution is it enumerated that the federal government can bail out any industry, period? Bail out a state, period. It cannot bail anybody or anything out. It does not have the authority to tax the people to bail somebody out. You want them to have that authority? Then amend the Constitution. That simple, folks. And I would highly recommend that you don't do that, because as soon as they have that power, they will abuse it and bail out those who they want to bail out, and they'll use it for political warfare. They will actually help their friends and attack their enemies, or do nothing and trample upon their enemies. That's what they do. That's the nature of this ideological war that we have been thrust down. So anyway, let's move forward now that we've now that I've driven this whole Miller-Ulrich experiment, I think, to the end, so that you really understand the magnitude and the importance of what that one experiment did. Just like the Scopes trial. The Scopes trial was the turning point where the government basically put its heels on America's and the pastors and the religions of America. They put their heel on their neck and said, "Thou shalt have no other God before our God." And our God is godless. Wow. If you really start looking at how these events started unfurling, that was a huge point in time in America where they basically said, yes, this is where we can start teaching these things. And then they started mandating that. And it just went downhill from there. A good friend of mine who wrote a book you should read, is by Mark Erbach. It's called Believe, Does America Require a Third Great Awakening? And he's an advocate for that, a huge advocate. He's a great guy. He's down in Georgia. Check out his book. Here it is. Folks, we have to be the adults and admit that we are on the wrong path due to the dubious acts of the Uniparty, the pernicious public servants, lawyers, bureaucrats, captains of industry, captains of government-mandated, government-controlled industries. Don't think that these defense contractors, these pharmaceutical companies, they are all government controlled. They have an incestuous relationship, and it is all pushing and working us on this path towards communism. Not all of these public servants are pernicious, and some do not know that they are being pernicious. They are doing what they have been taught, what everybody else has been doing for almost two centuries. Many of the myopic activist organizations or conservative organizations, as we swing the bat in that direction, have good people in them, but even they are playing their part in assisting us down this path by being divisive. When an organization is being divisive, that keeps us from actually solving the problem. We have to be unifiers. We must actually become tolerant of each other. I mean, you know, we're told to be tolerant and diverse on the standards of what? Well, it's called social justice. They want to be able to justify taking from you and giving to somebody else. No. Everybody has to accept everybody for who they are, what they are. If this person has been here, whatever this person has done, and however they've acquired their wealth, okay. Hopefully it's been legally. But it doesn't matter. Because they're wealthy doesn't make them a bad person. Because they're white or black or any race doesn't make them a bad person. We have to stop becoming greedy, and we have to stop basically using our envy and these other deadly sins in tearing up and being divisive. We have to accept people for who they are, and we need to start moving forward in unifying in doing so on the Constitution. We'll be right back after these two promos.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so before I move forward, let me just close on this concept of social justice and put it into context of the downtrodden. In America, the downtrodden are everybody but whites. In America, it is claimed that because of racism, there are people that have been here a long time that have been able to establish wealth and change their ways and actually, you know, become a affluent class of people. Now, the majority of those people, apparently, according to social justice warriors, are these white people. However, the fact is this. America is a melting pot. And I'm not sure what the percentage of white people that are affluent compared to the percentage of blacks, Asians, Hispanics, and so forth. Nobody ever puts out that information. But the fact is this. Go to every other country in the world that has no diversity and does not embrace everybody on the tenets of individual liberty and individual sovereignty like America does. Go to Japan. How well are those people who are not Japanese being treated? Go to Germany. Go to China. Go to any nation out there and start mass migrating different races and cultures into those nations and see how they are treated. Now, it's one thing to perceive a threat within your nation of people coming in, revolutionaries trying to actually create a theocracy like Islam. We see that playing out throughout the world. Islam is trying to create a theocracy throughout Europe and right here in America. Calls to prayer, mandating you can't, you know, sell bacon, so forth and so on. How does that play out well? Is it because we're intolerant? No. It's because, again, theocracy wants to ram down your throat, force you into conversion, and some theocracies actually believe that if necessary, they must kill you or enslave you. That's Islam, okay? So that's the reality. There is no such thing as a when you read their doctrine, there's no such thing as a, you know, can't we all get along? You know, you guys keep to yourselves, and you can, you know, and at the government level, we'll deal with the Constitution. No, they try to inflict their laws, which are all unconstitutional, upon everybody else. So you can't tell me that they're not a politically hostile, you know, faction of people, because we got different ways of dividing people, right? By factions. And so in America, they use demographics as a way of dividing people. The fact is, every person alive, when it comes down to it, when you actually put that person in the right scenario and you get them to make a choice, 9 times out of 10, they'll be willing to make a choice for themselves instead of actually being told what to do. Nobody likes to be compelled. Nobody wants to be told that they have to eat something that they just won't eat, that, you know, that they don't like. And nobody wants to do anything that they don't want to do. So where does anybody get off in forcing anybody, compelling anybody to do something like that? Now we get into where government has the ability to do those things. And does our government, has the Constitution created an environment that allowed us to oppress one person or another? As a matter of fact, no. The Constitution was supposed to be hands-off just regarding slavery alone. The way it was written and the way it was designed, and I go through this all the time, that it was designed to actually let slavery, which is a form of communism, slavery die of its own volition within a matter of years. And we saw that that was actually actualized around the early 1800s. And by 1820, they had to take desperate measures to pump life into it. And in so doing, when they actually passed the Monroe Doctrine, they violated the Constitution in saving that institution. But it doesn't matter what country you go to. You have deep-rooted families, you have people of affluence, and you have people that have become and placed themselves on the path of success because they've seized the opportunities. The difference is America is the land of opportunity. When we look at all of the other, you know, nations, when we look at all the other countries out there, they do not compare. They are nothing compared to America in offering the opportunities for anybody to become a part of this nation. So as we kind of move and meander forward in these concepts of building up your county, I want you to remember that, yeah, there are affluent people in your county, but they're affluent because somewhere along the lines, people either started disciplining themselves and, you know, not spending their money, getting educated, and building and investing in themselves, their business, their community, and what have you. There are really proven ways of becoming successful if you have the freedom, the liberty to be able to do those things. But when you have government dictating, nope, because you're this class or because you're this demographic, you will be punished. What? That is antithetical to liberty, my friends, and we are literally in the point, and we're seeing communism in so many different facets within our government, in a state and federal. There are still some states out there that, you know, are starting to wake up, but we have to start creating constitutional counties. And so let me just say this, or let me start off this path of constitutional counties with this. It is every patriot, because we have to start with the Constitution County, we have to start with the people, we have to start with ourselves, and it is everybody's job, it is everybody's responsibility to hold both our public servants and our government accountable, period. We all have to do this. As a matter of fact, when we take an oath of office, you have to take this oath to support the Constitution. To become a U.S. citizen, you have to abjure and basically reject all other sovereigns who you used to be subject to. And you now have to take an oath. In that same oath, you also basically say that you will support the Constitution and defend it against enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, how come you know, naturalized citizens don't have to. Well, we've kind of just granted ourselves omni-domni whatever and said, okay, because you were born here, then we just expect you to be able to do that. Well, no. As a matter of fact, our education system, because we've been undermined and we've been basically, the revolution has already occurred and we have already gone that far over the line because they've been doing these things and because we have never created a mechanism that basically awakens everybody that as a citizen of this republic, this hybrid constitutional republic, we have an obligation in supporting, protecting, defending, and obeying our constitutions. That's what we are supposed to do. It is my submission. If you want to vote, you actually have to take that that oath. Doesn't matter how many times you register to vote, or if you have to register to vote, you know, only once in your life, you at least have to take that, and that has to be done as a legal document. Why? Why is a legal document? Because if you violate the law, and all of a sudden you do something bad, DUI, or you harm somebody, you actually violate the law where somebody could actually lose their life, then you should lose your voting privileges, and then you should actually have to earn those voting privileges back. Once you've gone and have recuperated, you actually have to take another legally binding oath that states that I will support and protect and defend and obey the U.S. Constitution. In so doing, that means that you're going to support and obey the laws of the land. If you violate a state law, then that means that you're not in compliance because those state laws are constitutional. The states have those powers unless they don't have those powers. There are things that the states do not have the power to do, and they have laws out there that they don't have the power to do and or exercise and enforce. So this is why it's important that we start moving forward. We all have to at least admit that there has to be consequences with bad behavior. If we remove the consequences from bad behavior, all we're doing is enabling bad behavior, first of all. And second of all, we're debasing our society because an enlightened society is a disciplined society. A debased society is a society that chases its self-gratifications, it chases its wants and desires, instead of disciplining itself, learning, and obtaining a higher level of understanding so that we can actually start doing things to the, to the level of Tesla and all of these other brilliant people that have lived, Einstein and so forth. We should have many more of those folks right here in the United States. And we don't have enough of them because we have a debased society instead of an enlightened society. Why were the framers, so many of them, so enlightened and so successful and so capable of doing so many different things? Because they were enlightened. They were disciplined. That's what we have to do. And so the first fundamental level of disciplining is getting people to understand our hybrid constitutional republic. This is, this is not rocket science. This is something that we can all do. So as we come back in our next episode, we're actually going to be going through government. We're going to be going through the fabric of government and our society, forms of government and so forth. So you're going to start learning things of why this is a hybrid constitutional republic and what we need to do. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the republic and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.